Bass Fan Rookie of the Year sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Jarrett?
Yeah, it sounds really good. I'm real excited about it.
Well, you know, you come out of California, you come out of the West Coast over there on the left side of the country, and, you know, you come out to a lot of eastern bodies of water in particular, and what were your expectations as you started into the year?
Well, you know, I really didn't know what to expect. Really, the only kind of information I had on any one of the lakes that we fished back there was from Bassmasters or, you know, watching some different programs on TV, and when they're showing them on TV, they look a lot smaller than they actually are. That was a real big shock to me, how massive these places were, and that kind of blew me out of the water. As soon as I got there, I was like, wow, you know, you got 2.5 days before a tournament to run down some productive water on a lake you've never seen, and they're about 10 times the size of the biggest lake I've ever fished.
When you did your research, okay, so you did the Bassmaster television stuff, you kind of went in, and I'm sure you used the internet.
Yeah, they have it to where, you know, you got the 30 days for the most part where you can't receive any kind of information. So basically what I did was I just I sat down one night and I ordered highly detailed maps of all the lakes that we were fishing. I just basically spent, you know, hours just looking at them and, you know, reading the contours and trying to figure out, based on the time of year, approximately where the fish, you know, might be as far as either in the pockets, out of the pockets, main body, you know, stuff like that. And then I just kind of took a gamble as far as what looked good on the map, and I dedicated, all right, I'm going to spend a day and a half in practice on this main basin right here. Fortunately, you know, a lot of the times it worked out.
Well, as you look at this thing, now, you know, you go to bodies of water you haven't been to, you took the and did the good map study. You get out there, and as you mentioned, a lot of these lakes are a lot bigger than maybe you thought they'd be. But then all of a sudden you start having some success. Did success breed success for you?
Yeah, you know, I think it really did. You know, the more the season went on, the more and more confident I got with everything. Obviously, those are totally different lakes back there. Than the only ones that really compare at all is Clear Lake and the Delta, similar to some of those areas, and so that kind of helped me a lot. But you know, when you got onto like a roll where, you know, you kind of were into a groove, it seems to make everything flow, where you could, you know, you're not hesitant about decisions you're making, and you just feel good about what you're doing, and I think that saved me in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, the expectation, I think, when you go into something like this, number one, you go out there and you have maybe some reservations, but to make the Bassmaster Classic the first time you tried that, it has to be something that makes you feel pretty good about what you've accomplished.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that wasn't even really a realistic goal. Basically, it came down to Table Rock. If I were to weigh in one fish at Table Rock, I was guaranteed a spot in the Classic. And I mean, when I caught that first keeper on the first day, I was like, it was almost like I was in a different world or something. It's kind of surreal. You know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I'm qualified for the Bassmasters Classic. It hasn't really even set in. I mean, I just got the information on the packet that BSS just sent out, and to see my name on the Classic invite list, I was just like, wow, man, I'm still kind of taken back by it. I mean, it's really a giant, huge spectacle for me. I mean, I'm really excited about it. I'm really nervous about it, too.
Well, let's talk about how many miles you traveled. You know, you're from California, so you had to travel a couple of miles to get to each of these locations as well.
Yeah. That was, you know, that's the other thing I kind of underestimated. From my house to Amistad, I think, was 18 hours just to there. So then, I mean, we went from there all the way across the whole United States, basically, and fortunately, I hooked up with Keith Phillips there in Alabama, who also fishes, and we became friends, and he let me keep my rig at his house, and I was able to fly back home a couple different times, and so that was really nice. So I didn't have to do a whole lot of drive back home type of deal. So, but still, it was a lot of miles. You look at it on the map, and you're thinking, oh, that's not bad, until you get out there, and you're going across Oklahoma, and it's taking you 14 hours.
Yeah, and it just makes that grind, you know, when you get out there to go fishing, probably makes it just that much harder.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of time by yourself in a car will make you think of all kinds of things.
One of the things that you mentioned, of course, is the fishing, but the other thing is the business part of this. And Tackle Warehouse, which is a great organization that furnishes tackle to a lot of people across the country, they stepped right up for you.
Yeah. That was the easiest thing about it all. I mean, they're a great company to work for. Fortunately, you know, I've had a personal relationship with some of the owners, and you know, when they heard about the opportunity that I had and that they had to promote themselves on a national level, they were excited about it, and they stood behind me, and they're still just as excited as when I first brought it to the table. And sky's the limit as far as them. They're working hard to be, you know, at the top of the online tackle business across the United States and worldwide also.
Well, and you never have to worry about running out of hooks or weights or anything like that either.
Yeah. All I have to do is call them up and say, yeah, and I need some stuff overnight, and every time I have done that, it shows up right there, and I'm ready to go. I mean, they're on top of the ball.
Well, you know, we didn't start this year with the idea that, you know, Jared would be the Bass Fan Rookie of the Year, but then you got Tackle Warehouse involved. This is kind of a funny story how all these things kind of tie back to Bass Fan a little bit. They are, you know, the company Tackle Warehouse powers, of course, a Bass Fan store as well.
Right.
And you start looking at all these interrelationships, and all of a sudden then you win the Rookie of the Year. That's kind of a neat deal.
Yeah. It was funny. Rich, a friend of mine, actually, we talked about it the other night. He came over for a barbecue and everything, and it is kind of funny how that all fit together, and I was just happy to you know, put him up there in that situation and to make everything work beyond what I expected.
Well, as we reflect back on the mileage again, Tackle Warehouse, they say that for every mile you get 10 impressions, so I think you might have done okay for the impression count for the Tackle Warehouse group.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, a lot of the places we went, you know, their main, pretty much their main tackle supplier or the main place they always went to was Bass Pro Shops, you know, now to give them another opportunity or a different site to go and look at it. I mean, a lot of guys were excited about it because Tackle carries a lot of baits that most of the stores don't carry, and they're on the cutting edge. I mean, they're right there as far as getting the new stuff in and the stuff that, you know, successful touring guys need to have. So it expanded the market, I think, a lot.
Well, making the classic, I guess I got to ask you this too. How's that expanded your horizons with sponsorships? And talk about your sponsors a little bit.
Yeah, a little backstory here. I've never really been the type of guy to really go out and push for sponsors and I mean, as far as obtaining them. I've always just, in the years past, I just dealt with it as far as I get what I like, I buy what I like, and I fish with it and call it good. But now, you know, I'm seeing a different side of the whole business, and it's been really fun to talk to different sponsors and to find out ways that I can help them, whether it be at shows or, you know, whatever I could do for them, and build these relationships, which is awesome. And fortunately, I just got involved with Powell Rods. They're out of California here. They're a young company that's growing. I mean, every day they're shipping thousands of rods all over the place. So I got involved with them, and then I'm working on a deal right now with a boat company. I'm supposed to be signing papers on Friday, which is really, really neat. I mean, I've never thought I'd be in this situation. and then, you know, True Tungsten, I got involved with them, and there's maybe some opportunities to design a bait or two with them, and the possibilities are really endless and with them. And Jackall Baits, they contacted me during this off season so far, and we started chit chatting back and forth, and I signed up with them, and I'm really excited about some of their new baits. I've been catching a lot of fish here actually on my home lake since I've been home. Robo Worms, Mike, the owner down there, he's been awesome. I mean, anytime they design a new bait, you know, they'll send it to me. Hey man, check this out, see how it works back there, and so I'll give them some feedback. So it's been really, really good.
Well, there's nothing like having the year that you've had. And again, I guess I got to say from all of us here at Bass Fan, congratulations on the Bass Fan Rookie of the Year.
Oh, thank you. A couple months ago, prior to the last tournament, I believe I talked with John.
Right, John, probably John Storm.
Yeah, and he mentioned something about that. Well, you know, you're leading the Bass Fan Rookie of the Year, and it really never dawned on me until he said that. I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize. I mean, I didn't even know I was up for that. and so, yeah, it's been kind of exciting, you know, and so I've been kind of checking up on that, you know, after every tournament.
Well, Jared, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Best of success at the Classic.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I just hope to represent my sponsors well and hopefully shake up the top of the leaderboard, I hope. I think everybody has the same goal, though.
We do as well. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.